Joining me in the studio is Norma Samoshko. She is the Executive Director of Child and Family Services of the UP, and also Kurt Hewitt with us, who is a coach in a program that we're talking about here this morning called Start the Cycle. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And Kurt, I guess I'd like to start with you here because in particular with this program, it is called Start the Cycle. And it is something that kind of came up out of going for a mountain bike ride, which is pretty common in our area. But a good idea for the youth came out of it. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. A fellow by the name of John Olstanovich and I were out mountain biking. And I sit on a local school board, and I was late for showing up for a mountain bike ride with him because of a meeting that we had involving an at-risk youth. Mm-hmm. And when we were out on the trails, we were just talking about the situation a little bit, and we said, what would give these kids a different high?
Something to do, like
what we enjoy, the mountain biking so much. So from that, the idea kind of spurred, and we decided that we would develop a program.
And that was this program that's called Start the Cycle, which is looking to do what?
Well, what we want to do is we want to take court-appointed at-risk youth that have no mountain biking experience at all whatsoever, and teach them that they can set goals for themselves and achieve them. And so we decided that we were going to take these kids from the very beginnings, mm-hmm, and to where they're going to actually finish the Oar to Shore program. And we've got kids ranging from 8 years of age on up to 15, 16 years of age.
So how long has this been in the works now?
We just started. We started meeting in November of 2012 and designing the program. And we met with the children for the first time on January 5th. We've been training at an indoor cycling facility called Cycle Salil downtown. Mm-hmm. And she's been gracious. Teresa Coates is her name. She's been gracious enough to train the kids with us and give up her facility for us too as well.
Norma Samoshko is with us this morning, the executive director of the Child and Family Services of the UP agency. And Norma, what role does the agency have in this particular project?
Well, we're the fiduciary, but mainly we work with kids, at-risk youth all the time. And when John and Kurt came to me with this idea and asked if we would be the fiduciary, I said, absolutely. Our mission is to strengthen children and families by providing high-quality programs throughout the UP. We want to preserve the dignity and enhance the well-being of families, and we think that this is one way of doing that, to help the kids, as Kurt said, set a goal, reach it, and see that they can do it. They need some confidence, and this Kurt and John have been absolutely fantastic. There are many other people behind the scenes that are also helping with this, and it's great.
So as serving as the fiduciary agent for this, that means that you are probably looking for some financial support, because obviously this is an expensive endeavor. Got to make sure that at the very least you've got training, but you've also got maybe some bikes or some uniforms or whatever. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we do have there's a website called Start the Cycle. You can go on. It shows all the things that the kids will need for to do the Oar to Shore. So you can donate money, or you can purchase a helmet, a shirt, a bike. We've had people donate bikes, which are great. We will do that. And the guys will get them up to where they par where they need to be. So if anybody wants to do that, that would be fantastic.
Probably the best way to contact Child and Family Services of the UP then.
Correct.